USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is releasing his budget for the upcoming 2023 fiscal year. The president blaming former President Donald Trump for increasing the national spending deficit.
The previous administration, as you all know, ran up record budget deficits. In fact, the deficit went up every year under my predecessor. My administration is turning that around.
This comes as the nation continues to deal with inflation, which the Biden administration is blaming on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and former President Donald Trump. The Democratic-led House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is interested in talking to Virginia Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife. This after Thomas's texts to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were leaked on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says the bill will stop people from sowing doubt about gender identity in young kids.
That is not something that's appropriate for any place, but certainly in the state of Florida.
The Republican governor saying parents have a right to know what their children are learning about in school. The mayor of a hard-hit Ukrainian city is calling for a complete evacuation. Mariupol's mayor saying his city is now in the hands of the occupiers after weeks of attacks from Russian forces. The mayor calling for the evacuation of remaining individuals in the city, which had a population of over 400,000 before the Russian invasion began. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A former Boy Scout troop leader will be held without bond after he was charged in connection to allegations of sexual abuse. Mark Chapman is the first individual to be charged after Michigan's AG investigated allegations of sexual abuse against Michigan members of the Boy Scouts of America. Chapman is charged with 8 counts of second-degree criminal sexual conduct and 2 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. A probable cause hearing is scheduled for April 6th. The Senate Judiciary Committee meets to discuss Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court after several days of questioning from senators. President Joe Biden remains confident in Judge Jackson's credentials to serve on the Supreme Court.
This is one of the most qualified nominees ever nominated for the Supreme Court in every respect, in terms of her disposition, her intellectual capacity, her experience and background.
Republicans have been criticizing Judge Jackson's record, specifically pointing to a case where she gave a sentence less than the federal recommendations to a felon convicted of child pornography crimes. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 94 points to close at 34,955. The S&P adding 32 points, the NASDAQ jumping by 185. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.